God bless the property of God. In Jesus' name. Pray you well this morning, Pastor Ray. Say to God, it's been nearly 6 months. Anticipating, praying for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Paul and the saints up in Canada. Bless you all. Praying for and with you every day. Maranatha.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. It's Peter from Switzerland. 6 months are over. Would you please say something about you are still broadcasting? Please, don't let us alone. Say something. God bless you. Maranatha.
Brother Stair. This is Lizelle Smith from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37130. Been listening to your prophet for a long time, well over 30, 40 years, you know, off and on. You know, I knew that you passed here not too long ago, but I think that your preaching is even relevant for the day, and looking for that blessed hope and looking to see you, Father God, prophets there in heaven. 615-830-3252-1360 AM out of Nashville, Tennessee. God bless you. Thank you again. God bless.
Maranatha, God bless you. Thanks for God. Yeah. Yes, hearing the proper voice. Thank you, you know. His promise that we would not be defeated. So hearing that. Whew, he mighty. He is a mighty God. Yeah. Give the glory to you. Just calling in for prayer and praying for all the things worldwide as well. And just thanking God for Sabbath service as for yesterday. And just, you know, same. But stand strong, saints. Continue to run on. We have an expected end. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota. I'm listening on 9955 and earlier on 9980. And I'll be with you for prayer hour this evening. And I do ask your prayers for us. And I do pray for all the saints at the Overcomer and around the world. And may the Lord help us all to be prepared for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Lord bless you all. And Maranatha.
Yes, brothers and sisters. This is Janet Clunch. I'm the one that probably called every day for like 2 weeks asking for prayer for my husband that was in the hospital with COVID-19. He did pass away on the 25th of September, and I just wanted to thank each and every one of y'all for praying. I will never forget it. And to have y'all to please keep me in your prayers, and so I will be keeping y'all in my prayers, especially today, because I know it's been 6 months since Brother Stairs passed away, which we'll never forget that. Thank y'all again. I appreciate it so much. Maranatha.
Listening on 13.845 megahertz. Location. Eastern Canada. Current time is 1 p.m. Eastern, September 30th.
Looks like I'm listening to you on 9.98 megahertz. I'm in central Pennsylvania. I believe I heard the station identify itself as being out of Nashville, Tennessee. Like I said, it looks like 9.98 or 99 megahertz shortwave out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm in central Pennsylvania, Danville, PA. You have a good day.
Yes, my name is John Hickman, and I'm enjoying your broadcast very much. I'm listening on shortwave. Frequency is 9960 kilohertz. I'm located in Prospect, Tennessee. The zip code out here is 38477. As far as your signal strength, I'm going to give you a 5.9. I really enjoy your program. I'm very much a believer. Thank you.
Okay, I heard you on shortwave, Colorado Springs. The time, I guess I picked you up about 10:50 in the morning. You were on band 13.84.5. So you were the first clear message I got on the shortwave on this little radio. Very glad to hear from you. Anything you can send us would be appreciated, especially when you're on, what bands you're on. Okay, neighbor, have a good day up there in South Carolina. We out here in Colorado are rooting for you. Talk to you later. We're on a ranch about 18 miles east of Colorado Springs. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to call. This is Brother Malone from Columbia. I'm just calling and asking for prayer. I was listening on the shortwave radio, and I just need prayer real bad. I'm down and out and just sick of suffering, and I need help. I need prayer. Pray for me, please. Pray for all the saints around the world. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. This is Brother Richard in Mesa, Arizona. I'm calling for prayer. I'm having a lot of spiritual anxiety. And as we all know, God spoke to the prophet many times, he spoke to him, and we heard many times that our Lord would return within 6 months of his passing. And I was really expecting this so very, very much in September. And it's kind of got me, it's got me a little upset and everything, needless to say. But all I can say is I just don't understand it, so I do need the prayers and support of the church more so than ever right now. Thank you, my brothers, my sisters in Christ, and may we have a good day in the Lord. That's it, and bye for now.
Hello, Prophet. This is Minister Carrie Pratt in Memphis, Tennessee. I listen to you on the radio, and I'm calling in. I'm asking for prayer. I've made up my mind to obey the Lord, to walk the way the Lord wants me to walk, and I need your prayer. And if the Lord give you a word, amen, whatever, amen, I will be very thankful. So pray for me. My name is Carrie Pratt. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. God bless you. Stay faithful to the Lord. I've made up my mind. Thank you. God bless you. Talk to you later when you call me. Amen. God bless you.
Hello. This is Sister Danelle Carey here in Texas, and calling in for a prayer again for myself and my daughter, especially. She got her electricity turned off again because I didn't put any money on her account, because somehow the other, these people who have stayed with her were able to get into her account and take all of her money. This is the story. And so tonight she's without any electricity there in Belton, Texas, where she lives. Her name is Janice. And I'm concerned about her, but I just get tired of all the this stuff that's happening to her. I think that she's coming off some drugs and stuff. But still, you know, takes a long while to get over all that stuff. So I'm calling for prayer for her and for me, Sister Danelle Carey, and my daughter Janice. And I'd appreciate it very, very much, because I appreciate y'all and the broadcast. I've been listening for a long time, and I've gained a lot of good spiritual help. And thank you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Maranatha.